You're listening to SBS News.
Even in the small regional towns of Australia, small businesses are feeling the effects of the coronavirus. Hairdresser Maria Lynch, who has owned Attitude Hairdressing in Collie, a mining town southwest of Perth for 5 years, says even there her business has seen a steady decline.
We have had a lot of our regular clients cancel their appointments, not rescheduling. I feel they are starting to become a bit scared. Definitely been a decline in bookings.
Unlike many businesses that have had to close following the government's strict new shutdown of non-essential businesses to combat the spread of COVID-19, hairdressers and beauticians are among the services allowed to stay open for the time being. Those still open must stick to social distancing rules, like one person per 4 square metres in an enclosed space, which Miss Lynch admits is at times very difficult in a hair salon. She says they are doing everything they can to make it as safe as possible.
Okay, so upon entry, we have a sign at the door that they have to read. So we've asked anyone who is displaying any flu-like symptoms, etc., to reschedule their appointments. We have also asked our clients on entry and anyone who enters our salon to go straight to the bathroom and wash their hands before taking a seat.
The salon is also moving to be completely no contact.
We are changing over to disposable cups for our clients. We have hand sanitizer. Basically just educating the staff to make sure they've got masks. We haven't said to them that they have to wear them, but they do have the option to wear them, because I know there is a bit of a grey area when it comes to masks.
But is this all enough? As of midday, Monday, the 23rd of March, the new measures imposed by the government to stop the spread of COVID-19 meant pubs, clubs, cinemas and gyms have been closed. Supermarkets, pharmacies, freight and retail will continue to trade, while cafes and restaurants will only be able to offer takeaway and delivery services. Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who announced the shutdown from Canberra, said the new measures were needed to enforce social distancing and more draconian measures could be enacted down the line. He said the measures were implemented because Australians had not been following social distancing guidelines. Epidemiologist and infectious disease expert from the Australian National University, Dr. Meru Scheel, told SBS News social distancing is a commonly used way of slowing the spread of an infectious disease outbreak like COVID-19.
I think the main thing is to minimise your everyday interaction with the number of people that you might normally interact with. So if you can minimise the number of people you come in contact with, it reduces the risk of you getting an infection, but it also reduces the risk of you passing on the infection to somebody else who you might come in contact with.
But with more restrictions on Australians' daily lives expected over the coming weeks, questions are continuing to arise over social distancing. What can and what can't we do? Dr. Scheel said the best way to social distance is to simply stay at home and work from home as much as possible.
Avoiding going to the shop during peak hour, or keeping your distance from people a metre and a half when at shopping centres as well, and only going if you need to buy some essential groceries or essential items.
Dr. Scheel said when it comes to hair and beauty appointments, each person should weigh up whether it's worth it, and if anyone is feeling unwell, they should reschedule.
Look, I think if you can minimise and avoid going to any of these places, then that's a good thing. But of course, we understand that people will still want to go. But again, making sure you wash your hands before you go into the salon, and I suspect hairdressers would be doing the same thing. They will be probably restricting the number of people that are in a confined space, so they also will need to practice practicing social distancing by having a metre and a half to 2 metre space between two customers.
But what about when the 1.5 metre rule isn't possible, like on public transport? Dr. Scheel says it's about practicing stringent personal hygiene.
If you can avoid public transport, you should. But of course, we understand that some people have to take public transport. So if you need to take public transport, then perhaps if you can carry disinfectant wipes. But the most important thing you can do is to wash your hands as soon as you finish or complete your commute.
Now that a large portion of the community will be working, studying or self-isolating at home, many are asking whether they can still go out for a run to get some exercise or fresh air. Dr. Scheel says this is okay as long as you're avoiding popular parks or running tracks. People have also raised questions about how to practice social distancing when they live with their family or in a share house. Dr. Scheel says as long as everyone is feeling well, there is no need to lock oneself in a room.
I think, yes, of course, if you are within the same household, then you can. But I think asking visitors if they come and visit you to wash their hands, minimising visitors, regularly cleaning and disinfecting surfaces within the same home, especially areas that people touch, so even family members touch, but also remembering if somebody is not feeling well, then minimising and limiting the shared spaces, reporting symptoms, allowing that person to be in a separate room and reporting the symptoms as soon as possible.
To combat the new measures, cafes and restaurants around the country are getting creative in order to keep their businesses running while sticking to social distancing rules. Images are flooding social media of cafes marking 1.5 metre points on the ground for each customer to stand on, among other quirky solutions. Dr. Scheel says as long as cafes are implementing good social distancing rules, getting your coffee is absolutely okay. Social enterprise Moon Rabbit Cafe in Melbourne's northern suburbs is one of many that have altered their menu to takeaway only, made their service completely no contact, and enforced the 1.5 metre social distancing rule through markings on the footpath. Manager Sam Fisher says the local community has embraced the changes.
So we've sort of adapted our operation. We usually serve from behind a counter, but we've set up a little shop front right out on the footpath, so that people walking by can just stop and purchase over quite a wide table. And we've set up tape out on the street in front of us to sort of help people become aware of the social distancing measures.
Ms. Fisher says while Moon Rabbit has taken a couple of hard hits, the business is hoping to keep adapting to whatever the scenario.
Because we don't know how long this is going to be for. So we're really just trying to take it all in our stride, follow all the guidelines and measures that were being handed down very strictly, but, you know, trying to be creative and just let everyone have a little bit of fun, because if we don't, then it's probably going to be a really hard slog.
Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.